on your headphones.
I wish we could keep everything that was just said right there, because that sums up what we've been talking about before this podcast even started.
We can't, though.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Metz.
B-Tech Smith and Steve Metz.
You are now entering the Mega Cars.
The Mega Cars. Oh.
Mega Cast!
Mega Cast! Steve Ted Smith, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, Steve.
Yeah, we're feeling great right now.
That's the Christmas edition.
We got the Christmas tree, second annual Steve and Ted go get a Christmas tree for Ted's home.
Yeah, just 2 days before Christmas.
We went to the same spot.
We did. Guy wasn't nearly as drunk.
No, he had a new friend.
Different guy.
For those that don't remember from a year ago, and I'm very disappointed if you don't remember.
It's a great story.
Yeah, you know, we're at this point now where we're so upset with our listeners, we might just spoil Star Wars.
Steve, we are not saying anything. And there is no biz on this rag.
Yeah. Let's just say we have the greatest concept for a podcast ever that we won't do because we're not dicks.
Right.
But we really want to do it. The idea of spoiling Star Wars for everybody. And now, full disclosure, I saw it this morning. Ted hasn't seen it, but before I even finished a sentence, he's like, I know the spoiler. I don't care. I really want to share it with the world.
And don't I'm put like, this on me.
And I 100% agree.
Right. It's now it's like, because we've been joking around, just like, P.S., blah, 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 blah. Seems like the ultimate just like D thing to say to somebody.
And it's like a, there's like a double, it's like not only can we spoil it, but then there's like that double whammy moment. And on top of it, for those that have seen Star Wars, I think you understand the struggle.
Yeah.
Because it's like the ultimate amount of power. I did not realize having the ending to a film or a moment in a film wields so much power.
Yeah. Well, and part of it too, I was saying this earlier, I'm over the Star Wars stuff, man.
Yeah?
Like, everything that's like, oh, look, this person wore costumes. They're awesome. Or these nerds played with toys in the movie theater, so they're
nerds.
Awesome. Right. It's like, come on, man. Just because it's attached to Star Wars doesn't make it cool.
Right.
And I'm tired of it, man.
I gotta say, though, the movie is freaking awesome.
All right. You say that. But also, what did you say today when you explained part of it to me?
I did say, boy, what I'm explaining to you right now sounds completely stupid.
Yeah.
But in the context of the film, it is an awesome scene.
Yeah, I get it. I don't get it.
Right, I can't.
I'm just over it.
I get it.
It's like some sport.
I understand.
You know how you nerds feel about sports sometimes.
Geez.
Yeah, just
ogres taking over. Terrible Ted in the house.
It's the same way with the Star Wars stuff. I'm just like, all right, enough. No spoilers. Stay off the internet.
Well, I've been on the internet, dude, like since Star Wars came out, and it hadn't been spoiled for me. Like, the entire time, I'm like, either I have a bunch of cool friends or I'm doing a really good job of staying away from anything that mentions Star Wars. And I didn't honestly care if I got it spoiled. Like, now knowing what the big spoiler is, it doesn't bother me. Because the movie's freaking great. Even if you know what happens, it's still a great film.
Yeah, I just found out from messing around on Twitter.
Well, it wasn't like just by accident. What did you do on Twitter?
Well, I searched Star Wars spoilers.
And then you got the answer.
Right, but I mean, I don't think it's that crazy. I found it on Twitter, Steve.
Because you looked for it.
But my point being, I'm not going to say things that happen in a movie and ruin it for people. Because I understand it, but it just... I would like to, and the whole thing annoys me.
I know. We got to the point now, like, if anybody wrongs us, and like someone cuts you off, just roll your window down and spoil Star Wars, because that would be the ultimate dig.
And I don't know if there's ever going to be anything else this big to spoil.
I don't think so.
Right. So I feel like now is the time, but we can't.
Like, we got to the point where, like, we're going to go get Buffalo Wild Wings after this. And in the tip section, I'm jokingly going, put down as a tip, hey, if you blah, 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 you probably shouldn't see Star Wars. It's a good tip.
All right, you know what? Speaking of tips, we got to get away from it now, because okay. Right now we're just messing around.
But it's going to come out.
Before you know it, it's going to slip in there. Yeah. It's going to be a whole thing.
Because we don't want anyone in the Mega family that's listening to this podcast on the verge of saying, you know what? I can't listen to the rest of this podcast until I see Star Wars.
Yeah. I don't want you saying that, period. And I just, I don't know, Mega Family. I don't know about all these nerds.
Anger. Well, I guess then using the Star Wars theme is not a good idea for push-ups, huh?
Oh, sure. What the hell?
Kidding. It's Christmas time, and it's a Ludo Christmas. It's time to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
Let's get 10 Mega Family. Yelling like MCs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get 10.
That I can wear around my neck. Get money and respect. Tell Santa Claus to bring a $10 million check so I can spread a little cheer. Fly a couple lives. Eat a little chicken, drink a couple beers, kick back and just chill like a player would do. Remix all the Christmas carols, then I'll play them for you.
Hey! Come
Santa Claus. I like the Luda Christmas.
It's great. Luda's great.
Tread claws.
He's got the pipes, man.
Did I miss the intro?
I said he's got the pipes, man. I thought Ted would go, yeah, man, he does.
I took my headphones off for a second to put my hat back on.
Oh, and so you couldn't hear me in the room?
Oh, no. I just thought it was like a comment I could like let go. And then I put my headphones on. It was dead quiet. You're just looking at me.
As I said it, the music faded out. And I'm like, oh, Ted's going to say something. Hey, man, I'm going to spoil Star Wars.
TED Talk this week is more about advice than it is inspirational. What I want you to do, Mega Family, is I want you to take the high road at dinner this Christmas. Somebody's going to bring up that subject, and we don't know what it is.
Star Wars.
Could be Star Wars, could be abortion, could be gay marriages.
Those are the three things we talk about at my house.
Right, ISIS, ISIL, whatever. My point is, you're going to take the high road, Mega Family, and we're going to stick to sports. Not Star Wars spoilers, but for you nerds, you can talk Star Wars and do all that stuff. My point is, don't get into politics or religion, man.
No,
keep the holiday cheer going.
Yeah, don't whatever you like to share on Facebook, do not share in public during Christmas time.
Right. Remember, you're real interacting now. These people are in front of you, so when you throw out this bold view, somebody's gonna have a counter. So what I'm saying is, look, this trap is there. This conversation's going to be happening, and inside of you, that little voice, you know what, I can help them both and say something. Fight that voice and say, it's Christmas time, I want some pie, it's a piece of quiet.
That's right. And just say, and when all else fails, just look at whoever and go, how about them Hawks?
Oh, good call, Steve.
I mean, when on the tip of your tongue is that political abortion Star Wars connection that you wanted to make.
Right.
Instead, replace it with, how about them Hawks?
Yeah. Crazy and, season.
Yeah. Can you believe it? Who would have thought they'd make the playoffs? 2% chance at one point.
Yeah. And then I'd say after that, you just stride right into, do you want another beer?
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, do you want some more of this cheese ball?
Yeah.
Like there's plenty of options here.
Man, I'm glad we're here. Doing this podcast. Helping people out. Getting people through their day. Not spoiling Star Wars, even though I saw it. And Ted knows the ending.
I've moved past it, Steve. I've let it go.
We almost got to the point. We were egging each other on so much so that we were going to spoil it for Taryn Daly, who's on right now in the other room because we're recording this at night.
Yeah.
We were fully prepared to spoil it for Taryn until we found out that, well, Ted, you encountered her to find out whether or not she's seen the film.
She hadn't, but she kind of already knew one of the big ones.
I
did throw in a couple extra ones just on top of it.
Uh-huh.
To make sure I had spoiled it for her.
So you kind of spoiled it for her.
Yeah. Well, I had some.
I've given you ammunition and you're using it already.
Basically, yes.
Yes. That's awesome. Yes, I saw that today. Did rest of my Christmas shopping. Had a little bit of a scare at Nordstrom's. Oh. So I order something. My wife, I was like, all right, I'm going to get her something nice. Now, I'm not getting her the purse. We talked about that on a recent episode of the MegaCast.
And again, we're 2 days away from Christmas.
Right, here we
so
are.
These gifts have to be gotten.
Right, so I finally realized I should get her a necklace because she's always like hinted at wanting a necklace with some diamonds in it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to splurge.
Diamonds are forever, Steve.
They are forever. They're a girl's best friend, and it's remarkably cheaper than that purse that she wanted. So I'm like, this is all working to my favor.
All right.
So I go to the one at South Center Mall after seeing Star Wars, where I now know the ending. And I should have spoiled it in there. I mean, hey, do you have this necklace? No? All right. Well, here's the ending to Star Wars.
Diamonds aren't real.
That's right. And that diamond is gone.
I mean, they're just carbon, right?
Right. It's just coal.
Yeah. Why are they so fancy and expensive?
God, it's ridiculous how much money stupid diamond necklaces are. But so I go there. They don't have it.
They sparkle.
I know. I don't care. Like, I have a rubber. I have basically a rubber band as my wedding ring. It cost me $20 on the internet.
I just paid $20 for a Christmas tree myself.
That's right. Great deal.
You got a wedding band. I got a Christmas tree.
It's amazing what $20 can get you.
You judge who won that one.
Yeah. You could also afford a movie ticket and some popcorn to see a film where you now know how it ends.
We're not doing it, Steve.
I know we're not. I know we're not. Don't worry. We're not going
to
do it.
I'm starting to get worried.
Oh, my God.
You look uncontrollable over there.
I'm a man on a mission, and I've got the power. We both have the power.
Hey, we do.
All right. So I pay for it and order it at the Tukwila store, and they had to call the Bellevue store. And they're like, hey, this is the only place in Washington that has this necklace that you've decided you wanted to spend a lot of money on for your wife. And I'm like, yes, I know. Like, even the guy, like, who was helping me, like, he's like, he even was like, yeah, diamonds are stupid. I'm like, I agree, but I'm not a girl. Like, look, what you're trying to sell me seems like it's like 50% cheaper than what I'm buying right now. But it doesn't have a diamond in it, man. I got to get the diamond for the wife. She likes diamonds.
Well, you know, there it is.
Right. So
she, right. Like, she's the only one.
Right. No, right. They're making hand over fist cash, not just because of my wife. In fact, this is the first thing that's a diamond in it other than her wedding ring. So I'm like, this is kind of a cool, especially
engagement ring.
Yeah. So this is the first time I've bought any kind of diamonds for her since then.
But you're a few diamonds in.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's how it works, Steve. Look at you. Slave to the diamond market.
I know, man. Blood diamonds, man. It's real.
Mm-hmm. All right. Continue your depressing story about diamonds.
I could just move on. We could go back to Star Wars. I got lots to say about Star Wars, including all the weirdos that were sitting around me.
Diamonds are dead, Steve.
All right. Let's move back on to Star Wars then. Moral of the story is they couldn't find the damn necklace. I bought it already. I show up to the Bellevue store.
Right, you ended up buying it at the other store, saying, hold it at that store.
Right, because they only had one left, so they read my card information to the Bellevue store, who then punched it in, charged me. It showed up on my bank statement. I get there. The lady's like, I don't know where your necklace is. Do you have a receipt? I'm like, no, I don't have a receipt, man. Like... I now don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm like, my blood pressure.
I have a receipt. I don't have one.
I have nothing. I have the word of the guy in Tukwila who said that you guys put it aside in like a special place. She's like, well, where is that special place? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, you know where it is.
I'm like, woman, I'll show you my special place.
Right? I got an idea where the special place is.
So then, like,
it's where they hold all the diamonds, Steve. That's why they're worth so much. It is just coal.
It was in a special place.
And but each diamond's held by a Victoria's Secret angel inside of a special place.
Who's just clenching her butt until mm-hmm. it becomes a diamond.
Mm-hmm. For 3 weeks.
That's all it takes?
Yep. Well, they have very tight butts, Steve.
And strong muscles.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the lady trying to be a Victoria's Secret model? And says they won't hire her because she looks like a little muscular or masculine.
Who? There's like a bit? Or is like
No. There's a woman who's suing like Victoria's Secret because she has like the body dimensions, but her face is very masculine.
Oh, okay. So she's a butterface.
So she can't get the job. She's like, and everybody's like, that's not fair.
Are you serious? We're
right. It's a model.
Right. That's like you and I now.
You've never seen this lady?
No. Man, I've been off the grid. All I've seen is Star Wars. I know how Star Wars finishes.
Her body, though, is exactly like what an angel is. You know what I mean? She has the right bust size. She's got like the six pack and everything.
Like if she sent like a picture and it was accidentally folded by the neck and they just saw the first part, they'd be like, well, we need to get her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because her jawline just looks
super
masculine. As they say in the article.
And so people are pissed.
Some people are. Some people, I think. That's the thing. You're trying to be a fashion model. So it's like, it's all based on your looks.
Right, it's no different than, I mean, I always rolled my eyes when, like, the woman sued Joey's because they're like, hey, you wouldn't hire me because I'm not attractive. I'm like, well, that's Joey's thing, man. Like, they hire attractive women. It's,
right, Joey's has hot chicks, right, that work there. And generally, they're very nice, too.
Yeah.
But that's part of the thing, because I always say, like, oh, and they have really good food.
Right, right. You know, it's like,
first is established, you know what I mean? Like, they have hot chicks that work there. You know, we're going to get chicken wings later. Mm-hmm. Talking about Joey's, talking about chicken wings has made me wish that there's no more Hooters in downtown.
Yes.
Hooters would be a nice little treat tonight.
I would enjoy some Hooters wings.
That'd be a holiday thing. Like, oh, we go to Hooters.
And we could tell them that it's your birthday. I mean, it is 2 days away.
You're exactly right, Steve.
They do the hula hoop dance.
Yeah.
And you'll stand on top of that stool. And while you're standing on top of that stool, you'll let everyone in the restaurant know what happens in Star Wars.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Let's take a break. Megacast will come back.
Yeah, I feel like we're teetering. Dude.
Yeah.
I think we gotta
cool off.
You know, we're both mega hosts. You do what you gotta do.
Yep.
I'm done talking about it.
I'm done too. We're moving on.
Subject is
case closed.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Siri. I'm filling in for Grace this week. Grace is on vacation, but the Megacast is not. Ted and Steve will be back.
Oh, and it's Christmas all over again. Oh, yeah.
If you're thinking about doing a holiday do-it-yourself home project, you need to come to the Gingerbread Home Depot. From your graham cracker shingles to the front walk lined with gumdrops, we're here for you from start to finish.
Yes, I'm working on a little two-bedroom number, and I need to wire it. Where do I go?
Yeah, you're going to need multicolor licorice. That's in aisle two. At Gingerbread Home Depot, we know what you need to make the ultimate house made out of materials that look great but are pretty much inedible.
I need some spackle for my ginger drywall.
You want chocolate or vanilla? Gingerbread Home Depot could even do landscaping.
Well, if I were you, I'd go with coconut flakes, snow in the front. We could put some nerds for ground cover near the marshmallow peep evergreens and line your walk with starlight mints.
Ooh, I like your thinking.
Gingerbread Home Depot. More baking, more doing. Let's do this. Then throw it away December 26th.
It's the second annual Ted and Steve Go and Get a Christmas Tree for Ted. Go have a couple beers and podcast. If there was weed in this bitch, I would be smoking some of that. Oh, sorry, I'm getting caught up in all this fun of not answering iPhone user stupid questions. This is Siri, and the Megacast is back, biatch.
All right. Wow. You know what? Maybe Siri's even saltier than Grace.
That's so legit.
Yeah, we got Siri doing our stuff right now. It's a holiday treat.
I mean, we're verified. We got Siri. What? I mean, what else can we do?
I'm a little afraid in our last break we might have spoiled Star Wars.
Are we going to have to go back on that?
I'm going to have to go back and listen. And if you heard bleeps in the last segment, then we determined that we were spoiling Star Wars. But let's move on. It's a big holiday extravaganza.
Please, we gotta move on. Every time we toe the line, man, I want to say it.
I know. It's killing both of us. All right. Yeah, let's talk a little Seahawks for a second. I got some audio.
Wait a minute.
What?
I just told you to do this a segment ago. Did you just Seahawk me?
Yes.
How about them Seahawks? God damn it. Like, dude, it's not how it works.
It does work. Look, it's working.
Well, they are on fire.
Could you believe it? I mean, they had a 2% chance at some point.
It's unbelievable what they do.
No, I agree. Did you watch the game on Sunday?
Yeah.
Did you see all the talk about what happened? I mean, when Brandon Mebane had that big sack, I think it was at the end of the first quarter.
All right.
And the announcers, crap, I can't remember their names. It was Siragusa was on the sidelines.
Dick Stockton?
No, it was Charles...
Charles.
It was Todd and Charles in charge of our days. I wrote it down. Hold on a second.
You sure it wasn't Dick Stockton?
I don't think so, man. Let me check.
Because it should have been Moose, right?
It was Tom Brenneman, Charles Davis, and Tony Siragusa.
All right, all right.
Yeah, no Dick Stockton.
Dude, you sure Dick Stockton wasn't in there?
I'm positive there was no Dick in there.
All right.
I mean, I didn't see any Dick in there. Did you?
Dick. You know, we're going to have to cut that out, too, aren't we?
Oh, son of a bitch. Hold on.
F8 it.
I did it. Yeah. So there's another bleep. We're not capable of doing this podcast. I feel like I didn't put the bleep in there. Hold on a second.
F8 it.
F8. There we go. Got it. I don't think we're capable of doing things with this. With great power comes great responsibility, and we're not very responsible.
Yeah, and who said that?
Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought that was a Star Wars reference. Spider-Man.
So, all right. Seahawks. Brandon Meebane has a big sack. He does his belly roll dance.
All right.
And then it just kind of was like a very random conversation that involved him. Some weird things were being said between the two announcers.
All right.
And I grabbed some of the audio. So here's what happened when he first made the belly dance.
That's held trapped all the way back at the 11-yard line. Brandon Meebane.
And I'll never be able to unsee the sack dance.
Come on, the big guys can move.
My goodness, Brandon Meebane is a heck of a player.
Look at that right there. That's the belly dance of belly dances right there.
And guys,
go get it, Meebane.
Tony, is that called the belly dance or the boiler dance?
It could be anything you want.
I like boiler.
I like sexy dance.
I like sexy dance.
All right, so I haven't an idea what his dance is.
It's just kind of like rolls his stomach, yeah.
Right? But he also, it's somewhat involving his hips, right?
I think there's a little thrusting involved, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what that is it got oddly sexual for those first two gentlemen, right?
And then Siragusa calls it a sexy dance.
Yeah, well, Siragusa's a big guy, so he's like, yeah, us big guys, we're good at sex. That's what that dance is saying.
Well, that makes this clip even more entertaining because then they go back to Tony Siragusa as they're watching the replay, and Tony has written a song that he's going to perform with his mouth.
Tony, the musical accompaniment, please.
Bow, bow, down, and out. Down, 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 down. Bow, 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 bow.
Dude, you know what that tells me?
What's that?
Tony Siragusa is a sensual lover.
Yeah. He likes that Barry White getting played in the
room. Yeah, he wants to take his time. Mm-hmm. Maybe some oils involved.
Yep.
A lot of rubbing. Probably a lot of body hair. You know? It's Tony Siragusa. So take his time. But girl, he going to get you there.
I'm going to give you that sexy dance.
Mm-hmm.
My bellies are going to be rolling all up in this.
You'll be screaming, goose.
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 Man, one more clip. This one they're talking about.
Still talking about this dance?
Well, now they're talking about other weird stuff, but they're talking about guys being beefy.
Oh, wait a minute. I heard this one. I know this one. Because Siragusa goes, the play happens, and Siragusa has to mention real quick that there's, big dudes in the backfield.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, there's a lot of beef back there. And the play happens, and then they're like, just so you know, there's, 600 pounds of beef.
Strange seeing two fullbacks in the backfield, guys, huh?
Yeah, it
got
is.
A lot of beef back there, man.
Woo. If you're wondering, that's 600 pounds of beef and two human beings leading the way.
Thank you for that update.
I remember that because I was like, it seemed weird that he said there's a lot of beef back there. And then he goes, just so you know, Tony's not out there talking ass. That is 600 pounds of you in it again, Steve.
Strange seeing two fullbacks in the backfield, guys, huh?
Yeah, it
got
is.
A lot of beef back there, man.
Woo.
And they're talking about Tukuafu and Derek Coleman.
He's so pumped.
Woo.
If you're wondering, that's 600 pounds of beef and two human beings.
No, I was wondering.
Right the way.
Thanks, Todder Charles.
I mean, I know it's a football thing, but should we call those guys beef? But they're like delicious animals. Oh, let me get a little brisket when he's done with his career.
Strange seeing two fullbacks in the backfield, guys, huh?
Yeah, it is.
A lot of beef back there, man.
A lot of beef back there, man.
I keep telling everybody whenever I see Tony Siragusa, I go, look, You don't know who he is, right? But you know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks into your restaurant looking like Tony Siragusa, like on the sideline with a button up and shades on.
Although he had an ugly Christmas sweater on this last game.
All right. Well, usually he's got on like a button up and shades.
Yeah. Super Bowl ring.
Right. Like that guy walks into your bar. It's like, all right, get him a booth. He's going to order a bunch of booze, a bunch of food. He might be a little loud, but he's still going to tip well.
Some of that Tony Siragusa. Sorry. No.
I like it, man. I mean, I like bad jokes.
Yeah. We might be the only two. No. People who are listening to us two knuckleheads probably are okay with that.
Tony Siragusa.
Can we get two of those Tony Siragusa?
In your defense, one time I went to a wedding for my buddy DB, and his dad's name is Jack.
Uh-huh.
So then after the reception, and like we were at a bar afterwards in the hotel, we're getting wasted, and he likes Jack and Coke. So I was like, yeah, I'll take a Miller Lite, and he'll take a me and Coke. That seemed like a great joke the whole night, Steve.
And I bet you used it all night long.
All night, to like 4 in the morning. Like, that they had closed the bar. They're like, you guys are cool. It's like, yeah, we are. We'll take another me and Coke.
Yeah.
Like, you know, besides the me and Coke thing, the guy seems all right.
Yeah, I'm enjoying his company, but he keeps dropping the same damn joke every time. Ted, I want you to tell us a little bit about what happened in Uber.
All right. I was like, I'm wondering where this transition's going.
How about them Hawks, man?
All right. So me and my buddy Drago, we're going to go up to Mill Creek for a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Steve's seen the pictures. Everybody's wearing pajama pants.
Looking good.
Yeah. Had on a cool sweatshirt. There was kids there. There was cookies. I mean, it was a full-on like festive Sunday thing. I had Monday off. Caution to the wind. So we Uber up there, so we know we're going to get drunk.
Right.
So on the way up there, the Uber driver is a stand-up comedian.
Which, when you first told me that, I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah. And he's
you're
like
stuck in his car.
Yeah. And then, like, he's telling me, like, I was like, oh, you're a stand-up, huh? Like, am I a stand-up? Like, I host every Monday night at the Neptune. Like, all right.
Sweet.
Maybe
also, he's one of those indie stand-up comics. You know.
Is that what Monday night is at the Neptune?
Well, I'm just assuming at the Neptune. It doesn't seem like, maybe, I don't know. I just kind of feeling like it's a hipstery thing.
Right, because when we got in, he's like working the crowd, right? And he's like, well, what do you do? And I go, oh, I work in radio. And he's like, I was like, yeah, I work in radio. Like, I do an afternoon show.
Now, my first thought when you said that you told him that you worked in radio was that he was going to come back with, hey, man, put me on your show.
Complete opposite, Steve. He wanted nothing to do with it and kind of clowned me on it. And my exact words was S'd on it. I was like, oh, you work on the radio? Like, oh, yeah, what do you do? Like, what are you buying this? Like, no. Like, I talk. Like, we BS. Yeah, okay. I mean, is it supposed to be funny? Like, Yeah, like, it's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, there are a good number of people that laugh at the dumb things we say.
Yeah. That's right. So it keeps going on. It's probably going to stand up and his writing.
Uh-huh.
And then we get on to the conversation of a podcast.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I do a podcast. I'm like, cool. I do two podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, besides working on the radio every day.
Right. I do lots of fun things that people find entertaining.
Yeah, and funny. And he goes, how long's your podcast? And I go, well, they're each about an hour. He goes, mine's five.
5 hours.
Why are you wants to listen to a five-hour podcast?
Who's listening to a five-hour podcast?
Right, I love Rogan, but at 3.5 hours, I got to dip out.
I'm good for about an hour a week of Rogan, and it's not because I don't find him entertaining. It's I don't have the time to listen to more than an hour. With all the other stuff I want to listen to.
So his is for 5 hours, right?
Who's
like, all of a sudden, I'm an a-hole, Steve.
Right.
Because I only do mine for an hour.
Because
a little punk bitch.
Right. It's the sign of a good podcast is 5 hours.
Right. So then that's what I said. I was like, well, do people like that? And he goes, it's not for them. And I was like, all right. So like,
who's it for?
Right. Exactly. That was the whole like thing. Like, what about, we don't care about numbers.
Who's
just me and my buddy. And then he's like, well, he does it with another guy who's like the most vicious. He is so vicious.
He attacks that microphone like none other.
Gets everybody. And it's like,
he's like Godzilla on the mic spitting fire.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. And like something else came up and I said something. And again, like anytime he would ask us and then I'd respond, he just S on it.
He just crap on you.
Yeah.
I almost hope that it was like a hidden camera thing, and that's like his shtick. He just clowns.
If that is, I got respect for him.
Right, but he would have asked for you to sign something because they can't, you know what I mean?
It was so awkward.
That's
right.
And
that was the other thing, too, is like, right, so me and my buddy aren't huge Star Wars people.
Right. So
and
you
it
spoiled
has,
it for him?
No.
See, that would have been a perfect guy to spoil it for.
But it has C-3PO
yeah.
doing the voice, right? So I didn't know this... see that guy,
yeah,
as I refer to him, the gold dude.
Yeah,
but, and he was like, the gold dude? Are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, that's right. He goes, you never seen Star Wars? I go, no. And he goes, oh, are you serious? I was like, yeah. He goes, oh, let me guess, Star Trek guy, huh? And I was like, no.
No. Keep guessing.
So I go, the gold dude. So either way, the gold dude always finishes his sentences with master.
Uh-huh.
And the guy driving is a big black dude. And finally, my buddy just out of nowhere goes, is that thing calling you master?
Jesus.
It was so awkward. And he was like, yeah, that's C-3PO. How do you say it? You know what I'm saying,
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Yeah.
3-O. C-3PO.
C-3PO.
Bloop, sounds bloop. Like a rapper. Boop, boop, beep, boop. C-3PO.
That would have been perfect for... That would have been the guy that you spoil it for. Like, we have a mutual buddy we hung out with one night many, 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 many years ago. Who's aspiring. Well, he is a stand-up comic. He's gone on and actually had a pretty good run at it and is still doing it. But when we first started hanging out with him, he was just starting. And it was... Nothing ends... For anyone out there that is working on maybe becoming a stand-up comic, has hopes to do it, your friends will hate you if you decide to use your friends as... practice for your material. Like, they're gonna come a point where they're not gonna want to hang out with you because all you're doing is your shtick.
And I'm sure, and the guy was actually funny.
Yeah,
and I'm sure it works in a room, but it's like we're in the back of a car,
right?
Going like in between places. Like, this is not the time for stand up.
Right, we're just hanging out, man. Like, or we're posted up at a bar, at a dive bar.
We're getting exact. Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah,
having a good time, sitting in the chairs. They were like low chairs. They were wicked comfortable.
Yeah. Having a great time. And then all of a sudden it was, I'm going to tell you guys some jokes. And
then I remember he challenged us to a weed smoking contest.
Yes, he did.
And air hockey.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, so you want to see who could smoke a lot of weed and play air hockey? Like, game on, bitch.
I believe he even told us that he was going to make our knuckles bleed.
Yeah, right?
He was very hardcore. God,
did I ever beat him or did we just never play?
We tried playing. Remember, I had that air hockey table that was like a Walmart special. It was like $20.
But you're right. That's so weird. I'm going to make your knuckles bleed.
Right. And it was like the flimsiest plastic. Like, it would take you cracking the puck, finding like a jagged edge, and then to start trying to slice someone. That's the closest you're going to get to making somebody's knuckles bleed with this air hockey, quote unquote, air hockey table that I had that like barely even worked. We had to put like baby powder on it just to get the puck the slide because the air didn't really do anything.
Yeah. You're on notice, comedians.
Yep. Yeah, dude, if you're a comic, that's awesome. That is a skill, and that is, you have a great set of balls to be able to try and be a stand-up comic to tell jokes in front of somebody. I have nothing but the utmost respect. But if you are our friends, or if you are a stand-up comic and you have friends that just want you to be their friend and not like their test. They don't want to be a guinea pig for your dumb jokes.
Sits in an audience.
Right. And, you know, hey, if you want to preface it saying, hey, I'm working on this bit, can I run it by you guys and get your feedback? Then all of a sudden you're putting your friends in a position of advice. And then I think people are like, yeah, cool. But if like you're just trying to slyly sneak in your
right, you
your
suck shtick, me in what seems like a story.
Right.
And then you're just shticking me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against shtick. I just want to know when it's coming.
Right, so you can be prepared.
Yeah.
You don't just show up to a restaurant and all of a sudden someone's telling jokes.
Yeah, it's like going to a date without a condom.
It's funny, I was at the Snoop Dogg thing, and Hustler Hollywood was next door, and there were some people working, and they're like, hey, nice. They're like, hey, look, free condoms, you want some? I go, I'm good, I'm married. That's my line.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm out. And here's the ending to Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, when you tell people you're trying to have a baby, that's just like an acceptable public way to be like, I don't use condoms anymore, and, you know, what I'm saying.
And
that's what I get to do, dog.
The Wu-Tang song, Ooh Baby, I Like It Raw, is my favorite song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's super awesome.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? Should we talk a little bit about the Snoop experience?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about the Snoop experience, where I was supposed to meet and interview Snoop Dogg yesterday, and, well, it did not end very well. And we'll leave it at that.
Come, all ye faithful, Siri here. I'm filling in for Grace as her robot ass is off for Christmas. The Ted Smith and Steve Miggs need a minute. The MegaCast will be back.
Even Wookiees need a little love. Have you ever heard a Wookiee's fantasy? You don't want to make her angry. Or do you? Call now at 1-900.
Figuring Don and the Modal Nodes greatest hits. Whether you know them as the Mos Eisley Cantina Band or just those guys with the weird faces and the nose oboe, their music shaped a generation, including songs like, or this number, and who could forget this classic?
Santa Claus,
Super Nintendo.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I know Grace would like to be Ted's. Ho, ho, ho. LOL. I like this job. I'm Siri and the MegaCast is back.
Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto.
Little Snoop and Nate Dogg.
Oh.
Santa Claus is going to the ghetto.
You know, I respect Siri being so serious and professional, but.
Yeah. Miss Grace?
Coming straight. Oh. But
Grace has got a thing for you.
Yeah.
The robot Grace is big in a Ted.
Oh, you know, me and robots, we got a thing.
Yeah. Like that one in Star Wars, C what?
C-P-3-O.
C-3-P-O.
C-3-P-O.
C-P-3-O.
God damn it, which one is it?
C-3-P-O.
C-3-P-P-O. C-3-P-O. C-3. Why is that so hard to say, dude?
I don't know.
C-3-P-O. Right?
Yes.
All right,
now.
C-3PPO.
No,
I feel like there should be an extra.
C-3PPO.
C-3PPO.
Hey, PPO.
It's an Italian version, see, yeah. Of C-3PO. But he's Italian now from like New Jersey, so we call him C-3PPO.
And it's Sal Skywalker,
right?
That hangs out with C-3PPO.
If you want C-3PPO and Sal Skywalker, I highly recommend you come down to the pork shop, Steve.
The pork shop?
Yeah, it's where we make sausages and other pork delicacies. Well, I don't even know what this accent is now.
I don't know either.
Oh, so I got a bunch of accents, Steve.
Yeah, what, do you want to work on a couple other ones while we're here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's next?
Well, I have a Russian one.
I would love to hear your Russian accent.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Nostrovia.
Is that it? Okay. I can't do any accents. I can't do a single accent. That's like you being able to pronounce C-3PO, that is what it is for me for accents. Like, anyway, try.
What about Massachusetts? Park the car down the highway.
You want to drink some whiskey in the car? That's about all I got.
You sound like Bill Burr doing an impression of himself. Drink some whiskey.
All right, close enough.
Some whiskey down in the car.
You want to drink some whiskey in the car?
Look at this guy.
Who doesn't like whiskey in the car? And you know who died in Star Wars? I don't know why. See, it's getting worse. Star Wars? Star Wars.
Is he saying whiskey in a jar? No, Ma, I think he's saying whiskey in the car. He wants to drink whiskey over there in the car.
That's Steve. He likes to drink that whiskey in the car.
What happened to Steve on Christmas? I'll tell you what happened to Steve on Christmas. Steve showed up after drinking whiskey in the car, and then he ruined Star Wars for everybody.
Dressed as Santa.
Just Santa. Came in dressed. God damn it, I lost it. I feel like I can only do it with words that end in ah.
He's a wicked pisser, that Santa. He took a wicked piss in the chimney while drinking the whiskey in the car.
Steve came in all hopped up. He was drinking whiskey in the car. You know how he gets.
Might have had an edible or two.
Tell you, freaking Steve, man.
You see him over there? He's sleeping.
Every Christmas with him. It's 3 o'clock. Steve's already sleeping.
Why do you invite him?
I tell you what, I hope she likes him because he's a scumbag.
There better be real diamonds on your finger.
I would get those checked. That guy's been drinking whiskey in the car. He's been buying cubic zirconias for years. We all know this about Steve.
You see, we go to Victoria's Secret Models. We shove that coal, you know where, because of those tight asses. They make real diamonds. And then we drink our whiskey in the car.
The diamond I got this year from my wife, I had to get from the manly one.
But boy, did she squeeze hard.
You know what, Steve? Let's get some of that whiskey in the car.
Yeah, and eat some chicken wings.
All right, so there you go. There's the mega, you know mega that's accents.
It. Yeah, that's what we got. That's what we bring on the Christmas Spectacular. So I was supposed to meet Snoop Dogg yesterday. I was supposed to do an interview with Snoop Dogg. He was over at Clear Choice Cannabis, a great pot shop over in Tacoma. That place is so sweet. That's the place that hooked us up for
the, I have the, one of their grinders, the hockey their papers, tournament. Yeah.
Found out that
Clear Choice is a dope shop.
Yeah, super cool people. What's up to the whole posse over there? Everyone's awesome. So Snoop shows up at around 3-ish, and they're like, originally they thought he was going to show up at 4. So
Snoop,
I'm like,
Snoop-a-loo,
Snoop, Doggy Fizzle, Televizzle.
Right, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, the
know
legend.
From everywhere.
Right, like I was talking like while I was recording a podcast and talking to different people in line, we were talking about like, you know, the Mount Rushmore of stoners. And or the elite stoners, the celebrity stoners that everybody wants
Snoop
to smoke.
Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson.
That's first
They're
two.
The top two.
Right. And then the other ones could be like some people brought up, like I brought up Cheech and Chong, of course.
Yep.
You got to respect them. But then
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's a great one.
That was my favorite. That was the owner
Rogen,
of
Rogen. I don't think smokes much anymore, but he was a stoner for a while.
But he'd be good. Like him and Ari Shaffir, maybe do some mushrooms with or something
Ari
like
still
that.
Does, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, Doug Benson, but those are like second tier.
You're right. But the quintessential stoners are Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson.
Those are the top two.
Yeah.
That's elite. That's the Tom Brady. That's the Ben Roethlisberger of right now, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Ben Roethlisberger. You want to drink some whiskey in the car? Now I'm German.
I said like Leavenworth German, though.
Yeah, bad German.
Not full German.
Like part-time employee that's working at Oktoberfest that they told to wear lederhosen and talk German. Yeah, welcome to Oktoberfest.
Yes, you enjoy leaving work?
Yeah. I'm Sven. So, get there, waiting. They're like, Snoop just arrived. Shockingly, hip-hop artist, rapper, pothead shows up like an hour early.
Which yeah, is that different for you, American rappers? German rappers, very punctual people.
I remember my first punctual rapper.
Somehow it makes it seem dirty now. Like when you say it in a German accent. Yeah, he's a very punctual rapper.
Well, especially when you give that look, which no one else can see other than me. But trust us, it was weird.
Yeah, he always comes on time.
Would you like some strudel?
That is not cinnamon, but it is sweet. Sorry.
I don't know if I can continue.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So when people go, do you guys drink before your normal shows? It's like, no.
This is what happens.
Right? Can you imagine 4 hours of this?
No. I think an hour is enough.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So anyways, I'm waiting.
Sorry.
I'm sitting there where Snoop's going to do the signings, and they already situated me, a couple stools for me and Mono Nick, and we got the microphones all set up, the whole, everything's ready. Turnkey. Sit down, Snoop, talk some stuff. Thanks, good talk. Good luck to you on the rest of your autograph signing dealio. Well, his guys show up. They walk in.
Dealio. Good God, I like the way you dropped it in there.
That's right.
Yo, Snoop, I mean, everything good with your dealio?
You got the dealio? Is that all right? Would you like to drink some whiskey in the car? I got that dealio.
We got friggin' Snoop here, people. He wants whiskey. Get him in the car. Paul, pull that car around.
Turn it on. It's cold outside. Crank up the heat.
So everything's ready to go?
So everything's ready to go. Snoop's like entourage, his posse, the dog pound. They show up and they're like scoping everything out, checking all the security, dealing with Clear Choice, who had it all buttoned up. Everything
was cocaine there?
Yes, cocaine was there. The rapper?
Yeah.
So it's corrupt.
Well, everybody knows corrupt, but cocaine.
Cocaine's kind of like, I'm shocked that you even know who cocaine is, man.
Keep my ear to the street, Steve.
Clearly.
Everybody knows that about me.
Him and Snoop, buds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Coke was there, as I call him.
I didn't realize you knew him like that, but yeah. That's cool.
I mean, I'm not at the Coco status yet, but I'm at the Coke status.
Well, everybody's in love with it.
Yep. So they walk in, and I kid you not, man, there's a guy who walks in, and the best way to describe him is imagine Terrence Howard from Hustle and Flow.
Terrence Howard, all right.
All right, so full on, head to toe in red, like a burgundy red velour jumpsuit. He's got a bomber jacket, like with the furry hoodie.
Yeah.
Like the Eskimo jacket draped over his shoulders like a cape.
He's not actually wearing it.
No. The arms are not through it. So that way you can tell he's got the velour tracksuit from head to toe. Red shoes as well. Everything's matching except for the coat's brown. And he walks in and he's like scouting everything out. And I'm not even kidding. He walks in and he's just rubbing his belly in a slow circular motion.
Like one of those?
Like, yeah, like... He's just like a teddy bear, just like, you know, like a koala bear that's just kind of rubbing his own belly. He's walking around rubbing his belly, just like, all right, that's cool. Yeah, all right, just looking over there. And then he looks over at the table where Snoop's going to be. They got this Clear Choice hooked it up. They rented like a sick king's throne.
Nice.
So he could sit behind, which I thought was like, that's a cool move. Nice gesture on their part. So they see I'm sitting in a stool right next to that chair, and this guy who's rubbing his belly, he's, you know, enjoying his velour jumpsuit, looks over and goes, "Who the F's that guy?" And I'm like, oh, man.
Who the F is that guy?
I'm like, well, I mean, I'm no detective, but, I mean, you see a guy sitting there with some microphones. He quite possibly is the interviewer. So, of course, I'm like, "Hi, I'm Steve. Interviewing Snoop."
Steve, here for the interview?
Here to interview Snoop Dogg, Snoop Lion, Snoop Diddle. I don't know. What should I say?
The tall brother?
You know, I'm here. Can I touch your belly? and he's like, all right, maybe afterward. No, he goes, we'll do the interview after. I'm like, all right. So I get up, and then he looks at my stuff. He goes, take your ass and get up. And I'm like, that to me is an absolute no. It's not going to happen. So no. Now they
take your ass and get out.
Yeah. So we get, I take my ass, I get out. You know, I'm not going to piss off Snoop's guy, especially before he's met a single fan. Like, you know, there's like hundreds of people outside wanting to meet Snoop, get a picture, get an autograph.
Yeah.
So they set it all up. They got all the people like myself and anyone who's like connected with Clear Choice or the vendors or friends of the owner, friends of Levi, our buddy Levi from Lion Pride. Pride. So they're all like, quote unquote, like, I don't know. Like I hate saying word VIP, but VIP. Like some of these people spent money, helped pay to ensure that they would get to meet Snoop. So Snoop does all the interviews, flies through it all. He's supposed to be there for a couple of hours. All of a sudden, they're like, all right, let's close it up. And we're all thinking, all right, they're going to get everything situated, and then we're going to all go in, get our pictures. And I'm like, if I walk away with a picture, today is a success. I don't know about the interview. Next thing you know, as we're waiting out there, the door opens, and there goes Snoop Dogg.
See you, Snoop.
Out the door. So I'm like, hey, he's probably on a smoke break. Go over to our buds at Clear Choice. Like, he just left.
I'm like, He just rolled out.
I'm like, wow. So, you know, I go on Facebook, and it's unfortunate because some people are trying to blame the Clear Choice guys. And I mean, they had it dialed in great. The security grid.
There's something they can do. If the guy leaves, he leaves.
Right. And all of a sudden, people are like, oh, that's probably Clear Choice is probably just wanted to get us all to get here and then get our business and then Snoop can leave. I'm like, no, that's the dumbest logic ever.
They're pissed too.
They want Snoop to be there for as long as humanly possible because the longer Snoop's there, the more people go through the line, the more people who are like, when in Rome, we're talking to Snoop, we met Snoop, let's buy some pot.
Yeah.
Like business was good because Snoop was there. Like getting rid of Snoop is bad for business.
Right. They wanted him to stay longer.
Right. So it blew my mind. It's like these people trying to troll. They just want to blame anyone. And it's like, I don't even know if we could blame Snoop. But his security guy sure as hell decided it's over and we're leaving. And that was kind of a bummer because I'm like, I didn't get the interview. And all the people who spent good money never got to meet him.
It's a bummer story, man.
It's It's a real...
Excuse me.
So, yeah, I never got an opportunity to get a picture with Snoop. It's kind of a bummer.
Taryn got one.
What?
Yeah, Taryn got one today.
She got. Do you know for sure she had a picture?
100%. It's on Facebook.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I know. I know.
Does Taryn, she doesn't care about Star Wars, though.
No, I already ruined it for her.
That's my first instinct. Taron got a picture with Snoop. I'm going to destroy Star Wars.
I still think that could have been us, Steve.
What?
Terrible Ted. Miserable Migs.
We could
completely change our images.
That's the thing. I think everybody who's seen Star Wars, if they would have heard the podcast that we were doing before the mics were on, while we were hanging out in your apartment looking at your nice new tree.
The tree does look good.
It does. It's nice and bushy.
Yeah, that tree is nice and bushy.
In fact, I think we have a couple people from Fox Sports that want to tell us a little bit about that tree.
Strange seeing two fullbacks in the backfield, guys, huh?
Yeah, it is.
A lot of beef back there, man.
A lot of beef on that tree.
That's 600 pounds of beef in two human beings.
Dude, you know what?
Leading the way.
That tree is beefy.
Yeah.
I should measure the circumference of it and be like, that's it's about 95 inches of beefy, in case you're wondering at home.
There was a part where Ted and I were putting the tree up, hooking it up to his the post on the bottom, so yeah, that way it's standing. So I'm holding it as Ted's guiding it into the screw. And
you gotta crank the screw in.
At one point, Ted's like, "You could ease up on the on the grip if it's stiff." And I'm like, "What?" You know, you can let go if it's stiff.
Is it stiff enough?
If it's stiff, you don't have to put your hand on it anymore. I'm like, oh. Kind of goes against everything I learned over the years.
Well, yeah, it was an awkward moment.
Yeah. It's been an awkward podcast.
Yeah, it has a little bit.
I feel like it's because we've got this, we have the dark side in us, and we can't let it free.
And I want to go eat chicken wings.
Let's get out of here.
That's part of it too, man. I can't lie.
I think it's time to go.
All right.
It's close enough.
Yeah, we got to be like 13 minutes, right?
Actually, we're at 14 minutes and some change. So we're right there. All right, Mega Family, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Stay safe. And I'm dead serious. Just don't, if you don't have to, don't jump into those conversations.
Yeah. And don't spoil Star Wars, even though it does feel like it would be awesome.
Except for your, like, 14-year-old cousin, man.
Oh, spoil it.
Ruin that ass for him.
Make him cry, film it, and send it to us.
Yeah. Cry again, Henry.
All right, let's get 10. Like a player with you. Remix all the Christmas carols. Play up for you.
Yeah! We lost it!
Is it C3 what?
C3PO!
Yeah! Oh.